Hello, and welcome to the Marketing in the Margins podcast, where we talk about the how-to of marketing your business while also running your business and living your life. I'm Katie, your host, marketing mentor, and fellow entrepreneur pal. Let's get into it. Welcome back, babes. This week's episode is kind of different. I actually went live on Instagram yesterday for the first time, and I don't even know how long the last time I was live on Instagram. If you haven't heard, or if you haven't been on my socials, I broke up with TikTok this past week. And it was a really clean break. I don't feel like there's any hard feelings on either side. Feels really good, actually. And I've been really refocusing on Instagram, surprisingly feeling pretty good, and has also led me to get back into Threads. And if you're not familiar, Threads was the app that Instagram launched, I think, back in the fall. And it almost reminds you a little bit of like a Twitter slash X. And when they first launched, I got into it. Like I jumped on there and, you know, was there for a little bit, but didn't do a whole lot. And then I think I even deleted it off my phone for a while. And sort of in like my I'm done with TikTok phase, I was like, let's try it out again. I put it back on my phone and I have been loving it. It feels very chill, very cool, very like, come on, let's go hang out in the corner of a quiet cafe today and just talk about stuff. I don't know if there is supposed to be an algorithm. I don't know like if I'm doing it right or if I'm not, but I have had actual like conversation and connection in the last 5 days on that platform than I have, honestly, I can like anywhere else in a really long time. It's just a really cool environment. So being on Threads, being back on Instagram, of course, I chose to do it the week that I'm launching a new workbook. I don't know if that was the best choice to like completely abandon my platform, TikTok, which had my biggest following. But I did it because it didn't feel good anymore. And I'm too old to do things that don't feel good. But anyway, back to the point of today's episode, I went live on Instagram to talk about marketing funnels, something that I am asked about all the time. The thing I feel like that brings so many people like the biggest question marks. And that's really why I created the workbook as well. I want to take the what the fuck out of creating a marketing funnel for your small business. So this is the conversation, the teaching and the chatting I did on live yesterday. I hope you enjoy it. And if you are interested in the new workbook, How to Build a Marketing Funnel for Your Small Business, a step-by-step guide and workbook, it is linked down in the show notes. Check it out. Let me know what you think. Ask me questions. I actually enjoy talking about marketing funnels, as boring as they are, because they are foundational. They're fundamental, and fundamentals are the building blocks of fun. Thank you, Uptown Girls. Okay, let's get into it. We're live. I haven't gone live on Instagram, and I don't even know how long. We're having a lunch and learn, which I never technically worked in corporate, so I don't know a whole lot about the lunch and learn thing, but I'm a former teacher and I used to teach lessons. So I guess this is all this is I guess we're sort of teaching a lesson, but also answering questions and also talking about marketing funnels. I've got questions that I've been asked recently, and actually I've been over on Threads a lot, which I got on Threads and then tried it for like a week or two and didn't quite get it. And then like said, forget it and got off. Last week, after I broke up with TikTok, I went back over there and have just like more intentionally been like having conversations and spending time over there. And I've connected with a lot of really cool people. But also, it is one of the best places I have found for like audience research, because the algorithm, if there is an algorithm over there, is really good at like putting you in front of and amongst like the people you want to be. And so it's been really helpful to be in conversations over there, because there's been really good questions asked and just like conversations being had in general. And it just so happened that last night I was part of a thread that was talking about marketing funnels, which is like my main focus at the moment, because I just launched the workbook today, which is super exciting. And they were asking good questions, but also making really good points about like marketing funnels in general. And it was just really good conversation. So I'm enjoying Threads. Hi, Del. Very much. And Threads to me right now feels like, did you have a place in your high school? Maybe it was like a counselor's office, or it was someplace where it was like, it was just really chill. And like, you would go and hang out in between classes. And like, there wasn't like a whole lot of agenda to it. You just went and spent time. That's what Threads feels like to me. But it's also, at least from like a business standpoint for me, has been a really cool space to be in. So anyway, that's my Threads rant. The choir room. Exactly. I was theater. So we had our theater director's office is where we spent our time, but exact same idea. But today, forget theater. Never forget theater, but we're going to talk about marketing funnels. Like I said, the workbook that I just launched today, How to Create a Marketing Funnel for Your Small Business, which is the most boring title on the planet, but tells you exactly what you're going to learn in this book, just launched like 2 hours ago. And it's interesting because back in the fall when I was really like looking at 2024 and like what I was going to put out product-wise and that kind of thing, I had a lot of people asking me about funnels. Like all the funnels always comes up because it's such a buzzword, I feel like. And like you type marketing funnels into Instagram and it's never ending what you get. But like it's all a lot of the same stuff. Like it just tells you what the three or four stages are depending on like the style or like format that you use, but it doesn't really give you a whole lot of information about like how to actually use a funnel. Like, first of all, what's it for? How to use it, how to put it together, how to get it started. Like none of that really gets covered in a lot of things. So I guess not a real sexy topic. It's just not like marketing basics is not sexy. And I keep going back to Uptown Girls, which was one of my favorite movies from the early 2000s with RIP Brittany Murphy. And the point where like Ray, the little girl, tells her that like, you know, fundamentals are the building blocks of fun, and they are. And so learning something like a marketing funnel is just a really good skill to have as a business owner, whether or not you continue to build your own funnels into the future, or you eventually become so successful that you just hire somebody to do them for you. Either way, it's a really good skill to have, in my opinion. And the more knowledgeable you are about this kind of stuff, the better you are as a business owner. So let's get into marketing funnels. And again, leave questions if you have them, comments, whatever. I want to make this like a really casual chat, but we're going to talk about it. First of all, like what is a marketing funnel? It's just a plan. It's just a plan that you put in place that has steps to take your audience from like finding you. So that's like your SEO stuff. That's your awareness content. That's the stuff that hooks them in. We use hooks in awareness content because we want to grab somebody's attention and, get them to pay attention to us. So you're trying to get their attention, and then you're nurturing them. You're allowing them to get to know you. You are also in this process helping them see what you do and how you can help them. So this is like what we call consideration content. So it's a lot of like, oh, this is what your challenge is, or this is what your question is, or your problem is. Here's how I can help you see that transformation, or answer that question, or solve that problem. And you do it in a way. I am a former teacher and my background is education. And so I always come at everything from an education standpoint, because in my opinion, that's empowerment. Coming from an education standpoint, as somebody who's watching your content or consuming your content, you are speaking to them in a way that they can see themselves in your transformation. So they can see that like, oh, okay, I am at point A and I want to get to point B, and she can help me do that. That's a lot of what happens in the middle funnel, that again, consideration, content. And then in the end, like you want them to buy, right? Like they find you, they get to know you, they buy from you. That is all a marketing funnel is. But setting up a funnel just means having a plan in place to do it. And knowing that, first of all, this is the goal of my funnel. I want my funnel to do this. So you might have,
And this is the other thing I think that trips people up too. You might have a marketing funnel that is like just a brand awareness funnel. You just want people to get to know you, your business, your brand. You want them to find you, learn more about you, and you want them to follow you on your socials. Maybe that's all you want. That's the only goal of your funnel. That's fine. That could be one part of a funnel. You can also have something specific to like a product or a service. So if, for example, one of my wonderful clients is on here right now, she is a service provider, and a goal of her funnel might be to get you to book an appointment with her. And so that funnel is going to, or excuse me, the content in that funnel and the way the messaging that goes throughout is going to be different than, oh, this is my business, you should follow us and see what we do. So while all of that can happen in one funnel, there might be different goals depending on what you're trying to do. I have a funnel that's strictly just email. Like, I just want you to find me, get to know me, and get on my email list. That is the overall goal of my funnel. I have one for the launch of this workbook. So I want you to find me, get to know me, and then eventually buy the workbook. So knowing your goal, what you want to do with your funnel, that's going to be your first sort of thing that you figure out is, what do I want this funnel to do for me? So your marketing funnel is just a plan to reach a goal. And the stuff within the funnel is the content and the messaging you create to reach that goal. Do I need a marketing funnel? This was one of my first ever strategy clients asked me this question. Do I need a marketing funnel? My answer is yes-ish. I think that having a structure and a plan to as your foundation, remember the foundation, fundamentals of the foundation of fun, the building blocks of fun, having some sort of a structure or a plan as the foundation of your business and your marketing, it's just going to make it easier for you. Like, it's just going to take the questions out of it. It's going to take the like WTF out of it. I can't remember if I can swear on Instagram, because you can over on TikTok. I don't know. But the whole idea is just to like have a plan. So sure, you can create content and reach your audience and sell things, whatever, without like a distinct laid out plan. You can have like a content plan, and you can have I personally prefer the structure and like the flow that a funnel gives you. It's also, once you learn, again, the basics of a funnel, swearing, can I swear? I don't know. Those of you that know me know that it's sometimes hard for me to not swear. But once you know like how to put a funnel together, you will be like, oh, okay, boom, 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 boom. Like it's once you know the puzzle, it's much easier to put it together again and again and again. So do you need a marketing funnel? Yes, if you want to like just make it easier and have a plan for your marketing. I also understand, and I feel this because I tend to sort of push against convention, especially in marketing. I tend to push against trends and do it this way and cookie cutter and blah, blah, blah. And I think because funnels have been commodified, like you can literally now just like Funnel Gorgeous and HelloFunnels. These are literally just software programs. That's all they do is help you build out a funnel. That's the technical side of it. You still need to put content into the funnel. Just let me remind you of that. But I think like funnel now has almost become like a dirty word. And people also feel like if you're using a funnel, you're like using or having this like cookie cutter approach that everybody else is doing to a thing. And really it's not, because your business and your content is totally different from somebody else's business and somebody else's content. And so it's like everybody's walking the same path, but like in parallel universes. I feel like this analogy is going sideways, but like you all want an audience to go from getting to know you to buying from you. Like that's been around since the dawn of commerce, and everybody's path is going to look a little different because of the trees you've planted and because of the environment you happen to be in and because of the bumps you put in the road and like all of that. So while putting together a marketing funnel might feel like it's stifling in some way. And I get that because I tend to do that with my own stuff. In my opinion, it actually like lets you be a little bit more creative because like the foundation's there. Like build the craziest ass house ever. It's still built on a really solid foundation. Does that make sense? So do you need a marketing funnel? I'm going to say yes. It's ultimately up to you. And it's also how you approach it. If you're going to copy and paste a marketing funnel with all the same content types and like all the way through, then yeah, you're going to look like a cookie cutter version of everybody else. But if you take the idea of a marketing funnel and then put your own magic and secret sauce into it, then no, you're not going to be cookie cutter. You're going to be your own special recipe. Ooh, this was a good one. So again, I was on Threads and somebody, she was a business owner and she asked like, and I didn't save, I'm mad that I didn't screenshot it because it was such a good question, but it was around like, do I have to have a freebie as part of my funnel? She is finding that in her business, her freebies just aren't, her lead magnets aren't doing what she wants them to do and they're not as successful as they used to be. And so like, does she need to have one as part of her funnel? And I thought that was a really good question to ask because while I use lead magnets, all of my clients use lead magnets and I shouldn't say all, no, all. Sorry to do a mental inventory. But if lead magnet falls sort of like mid to top of funnel, it's not quite awareness content, right? Because like you're giving, in order for somebody to get your lead magnet, they have to give over their email address. There's a little bit of trust that needs to happen before they do that. So it's not quite that top of funnel where they're just getting to know you, but it is sort of top of mid funnel where they have consumed enough of your content or they've gotten to know you enough that they're like, okay, I trust this person or I'm okay with giving them my email address. And also they've presented me with a lead magnet that is really valuable to me. Like I need that thing because that's really going to help me solve a problem or make a transformation or, you know, answer a question, whatever. So while having a lead magnet is very beneficial for email growth, like that's probably the best way to grow your email list is with a freebie. In terms of having it as part of your funnel, I think yes, just because again, it's an easy way to collect not only email addresses, but to see what really resonates with your audience. So if you are putting out a lead magnet that people are clamoring for, you know that that topic or that thing is of really good value to your audience. Now, this also will depend on how far you are into your business. If you know your audience so well that like you don't really, I know what they need, I know what they want, then okay, your funnel maybe, or excuse me, your lead magnet may not serve that purpose. But this is another yes-ish answer, I think. Well, going back to what do you want your funnel to do? If your funnel is to build brand awareness, build your email list, then I think having a freebie is a really powerful way to do that and to move people down your funnel because, and this is the other thing, if you have a freebie, what should be following that freebie is an email sequence. And that's also part of the workbook is I help you lay out what like a nurture email sequence would look like following a freebie because that's a really big part of nurturing, of the whole like mid-funnel nurturing is using email to let them get to know you more, to learn more about what you do, how you can help them. It builds trust. Like the better you get to know somebody, the more, you know, like, and trust, we talk about all the time, like the more you will get to know them, the more you may or may not like them. And that's okay. Cause if they peace out, then they weren't for you anyway. They get to know you, they get to like you and they start to trust you. So a freebie is really good for that. I will say, and this came up in the Threads discussion after this woman posted this, it also does depend on how good that freebie is. I think we've all probably downloaded a freebie here or there where you got it and you're like, oh, well, okay. You've also downloaded freebies probably that were phenomenal. So that's another thing, which is, and I actually wrote this down to talk about it. Part of having a marketing funnel in place is you're better able to track metrics and you're better able to see how content is performing. So having your freebie as part of your funnel, it just makes it easier to see, like I said, is this a freebie that people are really getting something out of that they really want? Or are they getting the freebie, getting into this nurture sequence, and then not opening a single email? That could be an indicator that maybe that freebie isn't exactly what they wanted or could be better. But all of that to say, this is where marketing funnels are sort of a living, breathing entity. I am sort of, I shouldn't say constantly, very regularly reworking the funnels I have going in my business. Because as I introduce new content or I build out a new service or I introduce a new product, I'm always watching where along the way do people fall off. If I'm putting out a lot of this awareness content and people are either not clicking over to blog articles that I'm posting, if they are not getting onto my email list, if they're not downloading this, if they're not engaging in some way, then I know that I have to step back and rework things. If you get people who are just sort of swirling up top, but never moving down, that's when you know that that awareness content or lack of mid-funnel consideration content, that's where you need to spend some time. So not only is it giving you, again, like a plan, but it also gives you an easier way to really track and see what you're doing and how you're doing and where you need to maybe change things up, edit, shift your attention, change messaging, all of that kind of stuff. So I think that's a lot of what I wanted to talk about. And also, if you want to check out the Marketing Funnel Workbook, it is up in my links. Also, questions about that, shoot me a DM. But marketing funnels don't have to be complicated. They're actually a very simple concept that has, I think, for commodification reasons, become overcomplicated. Because it is something that you can absolutely do on your own as a business owner. Is it time consuming? And, you know, are there a lot of moving pieces? Yeah. But that's why you look to resources to help you, to teach you, and to guide you through the process. Because once you know and understand the process, it's much easier to replicate. Then your business starts to grow so much that you make so much money that you just hire somebody to do it for you. All right. Thanks, guys, for being here. Happy lunch. See you later.
I hope that was helpful. I hope that answered some marketing funnel questions, maybe gave you more questions. If it did, please send me a message, send me a DM and ask me the question. And again, the workbook is available down in the show notes. Let me know what you think. Thank you guys for listening in. Again, if you loved this episode, if you got something out of it, I would so appreciate a follow and a review over on Apple Podcasts. That link is also down in the show notes because Apple Podcasts apparently is the end all be all in terms of how well your podcast is doing and how far your reach is. So every review is so very much appreciated. And until next time, my loves, keep making magic in the margins of your life.